Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about making exceptions for employees.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Is this a good idea, a bad idea, how to approach this topic? Here's why I want to talk about this with you, Heaton. So recently I was talking to a manager and she was describing to me kind of her team and team setup and some of the challenges that she has. And she went through a list of like certain things that were challenging about one team member and challenging about another team member. Most stuff sounded kind of pretty normal. And then she talked about one of her direct reports who is this amazing human being, great personality in person, is bringing a lot of value to the plate, but has this like very difficult life situation and all these things going on in her life. And like, it's just very, very messy, very complicated stuff that leads this manager to make all kinds of exceptions for her, right? There's like, you know, she might work less at times than her coworkers. She might get, you know, whole weeks where she does almost nothing. She might get special projects to work on versus the work that she was really hired for because she liked those special projects more and she needs something to support her emotional needs because she's going through turmoil in her life and other areas. And, you know, as we were talking about that, like I was very much reminded of the sales teams of the past. This is a very different example. And if I could share the details, it would be very hard not to feel an insane amount of like empathy for that person that's getting all these exceptions. It reminded me very much of the sales teams of the past that would be built with these incredible assholes in them that would be crushing it when it came to their quota and just bringing in revenue and customers and just destroying it in terms of the amount of money they would bring in for the company, but just be terrible to their coworkers, just crush morale, be terrible to new sales reps, just be super toxic employees, right? And I would always, you know, tell sales managers that they need to cut them loose. Like nobody is important enough, no matter how much value they bring in, for them to be basically fucking up the entire culture of your whole team and for them to stop you from being able to scale and grow because all the new great people leave again because they don't get the oxygen to grow because these people with all the exceptions you make for them are really ruining the foundation of your company and your team. And I talked to her about like how I didn't want to presume that that was the case. So I started asking questions. How are these exceptions affecting other people? How are these exceptions making you feel? How do you, and a whole massive bag opened up with all kinds of problems. And that made me go, you know what? This is not that uncommon. It might be a really interesting topic, messy, interesting topic for the two of us to quickly unpack and explore for the founders and entrepreneurs that are listening to our podcast that either have already been in a situation like this, are in a situation like this right now, or if they are not, they will be at some point where you're wondering if you should make exceptions for an employee. What's reasonable, what's not? When should you do them? When shouldn't you do them? Let's talk about that. I'm dying to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah. So to me, it's related to this one other thing that I find really interesting, which is when you let go of someone on the team, there's a lot of people who spend a lot of energy on the person being let go instead of the team that's still there.
This is so good. Say it again.
Right? There's a lot of energy being put on the person being let go instead of the team that's still there.
Yes.
And my recommendation is make sure you think of both parties. In fact, I would overemphasize the group versus the individual. And that's what doesn't happen. Like, I hear this so much. I'm like, oh, we want to take care of this person. They're going, they're leaving, or we need to let them go. I'm like, yeah, sure. But what about those like, you know, double digit or more number of people who are still there and what's in their heads and what's going to happen to them? How are they going to think when we let go of this person? And that is not what most people think about when they're letting go of somebody. and they think they index on the negative, essentially, right? Which is the person that's leaving. In other cases, they're like, oh, this person's leaving. What's everyone going to think, right? I've seen that too, when it's like a really important person and they feel weird about it because this person, you know, wants to move on or whatever, but they're, you know, a really good culture fit, this, that, and the other, and you're not necessarily letting them go. And then there's the over-indexing on that side sometimes. But really the common one I see is you over-index on the people leaving. So in this case, it's like, it's really tough because it's likely that